Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Over the last few months, we brought you a lot of anecdotes about how people on the channel are feeling about the IT business in the era of the COVID-19 pandemic, how it's shaping what they're doing today and what they'll be doing in the future. Today, we're going to go a bit beyond the anecdotes, though, to bring you some numbers, as we delve into some survey results with Steve Long, regional CTO for AppDynamics. To provide some background, AppD recently completed a special iteration of its Agents of Transformation survey of IT professionals, which looks at how IT pros are feeling about their role and their needs during this era. Steve shares with us how IT pros are feeling right now, how the priorities have changed, how things have accelerated on some fronts and slowed down on the others, and what do IT pros want from solution providers like you? It's all material we cover, as well as why IT thinks there's a reason to make some lasting changes and the weird dichotomy of funding pressures IT professionals face right now. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Steve Long. Steve, thanks for taking the time, and how's it going for you?
It's going good. I mean, we are in a pandemic, a lot going on in the world, and I'm happy to be here and really talk about technology. It's one of my passions, so it's a pleasure, and thank you for the invite, Rob.
Beautiful. Thank you again for taking the time. So in the podcast over the last few weeks, we've had on a few solution providers and kind of talked to them about what they're hearing from their customers and kind of that sense of an initial rush of action as everyone, ramps up accessing their applications differently, working from home perhaps where they haven't in the past, both at the partner level and at the customer level. So a lot of activity around that, and then sort of the sober thought on what comes next. Now it's interesting, I think, that you guys have done your sort of annual report on what's going on in IT, and it's well timed with what's on the mind of IT professionals at this very moment. So maybe to throw it open, can you share kind of some of the highlights of what IT pros are thinking about right now as per your research?
Yeah, so at a real high level, let me cover that. Back in 2018, we started to do surveys on a yearly basis around the agents of transformation, mm-hmm. which are those highly skilled professionals in organizations that can create change and drive innovation. And over the past few months, from about late April 22nd to May 6th, we opened up another research study for agents of transformation in COVID. We've got some good findings, a lot from Canada specific, but overall we queried about 1,000 IT professionals with at least half a billion in revenues and cut across about 10 countries, with Canada being one of them, mainly US, Germany, Australia, Canada, Russia, Japan, Singapore. So that's the key of this. And there's really kind of four key areas we can kind of go into, but at the highest level, there's a lot of pressure on IT professionals, as well as customer experience has been a big one too. And making sure resources are, in the right sense, funded and put in the right perspective for the time we're in now.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that pressure. I mean, obviously, I think we all know where it's coming from, but what are IT pros saying about the pressure they're feeling, and how is that sort of compared to what you've heard from them in previous years?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of went 0 to 60, kind of hard right, kind of so to speak, and everybody had to mobilize their workforces. So at first, they had to move everybody at home. So it's kind of like that term we all use, BCP planning. If you don't do it, you don't really know how to react. And what companies were faced to do is move people home and then move customers onto, a digital network. Obviously they had that probably, but really putting pressure on the networks, maintaining security, and being able to look at that technology stack, as well as these pressures have pushed IT professionals into taking on new roles and responsibilities in some cases. One of my favorite, kind of statistics is that, we've really now, put about over half of Canadian technologists, they've really said they've exposed weaknesses in their networks, and they've really had to move forward and created an urgent need to push through initiatives that they had on a digital transformation continuum that might have lasted for years and has to move into, maybe weeks and months rather than, delivering these major initiatives over a multi-year for digital transformation. And about 70% said that they had to, take these and get them funded as well as get approved. So the pressures have never been higher for, organizations and especially IT professionals to operate the business in a way that has just completely shifted their traffic and their expectations.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on how sort of those expectations have changed? I mean, obviously, I think maybe what was a priority in terms of digital transformation strategy in late February is not the same as what we're seeing now.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of one of the key priorities that popped out in the research was the customer experience. So, that's your brand loyalty. So if you have in the past, I've seen users who have maybe one app and there's multiple apps they can choose from. If it's not performing, they try the second one, it works, they're going to wiggle that thing and delete it. So customer experience has moved forward to be one of the key priorities. And they found that roughly 94% in the survey have shifted their priorities during the pandemic. And that customer experience has been one of the top things that emerged over 77% that we queried. And the key to that and why the customer experience is important is because they're lacking a visibility and insights into the performance of their technology stack. So that's a really key finding that emerged pretty heavily in the research. And then as you get into a little bit more, they're getting spikes in web traffic. Over 80% of our respondents said that was happening. And then the mean time to resolution became key because you have a remote IT department. So over 75% of our respondents said, that's become a priority too, is being able to find the problem, fit faster. And with a remote staff, that adds, some complexity to the equation.
This is really lit a fire under digital transformation strategies, both in terms of the pace at which they're going, and the types of thing that they're focused on prioritizing and executing on.
That's correct. I mean, we're seeing that the key thing that these organizations and these professionals need to rebuild is having the resources and support. So having a clear set of goals and a clear set of objectives coming out of a company during the pandemic, we heard around 90% plus that in the Canadian data that was something they needed to get that support and resource. And then the second kind of key thing was around getting the real-time data where there's a point of need. So if they're having issues, they wanted to get that real-time data where the point of need was. And then there's a couple of things that are a little less technology focused, but really would be helpful. In the survey, they found that having some autonomy and accountability is almost at a 90% set of feedback that they needed, as well as being able to, over 87% said that they wanted to have some freedom to experiment and take some risks in this time, because this is a great opportunity to try some things out too and have that autonomy. So those were some of the key feedback items from the survey around having that support that's needed from their organizations, from the IT professionals.
Right. How are IT pros feeling about the access to resources that they will have and are going to have going forward at the same time that I think business hopefully understands that they need to invest in technology in order to evolve and survive. There is going to be, for a lot of organizations, either on their part or their customers' part, a cash crunch or those kinds of challenges. So given those kind of conflicting factors, how are IT pros feeling about sort of their access to budget and what they will have?
Yeah, it's kind of two halves of the coin, I think. On the one side, there's an acceleration of funding for projects that can enable the digital transformation they need. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, there's the resource and support. So it's a compression of approvals that are happening pretty fast now because not only are some companies are, maybe if they're cash strapped, but they're prioritizing those technology projects that will help them during this pandemic. And then on the other side, resources may be more needed more than ever. And so that's a weird dichotomy. So, companies, especially like up at Amex, we're there to partner. And that's kind of, I think, what you want to look for in any given vendor relationship is being able to, help with the financing, help with those, if there is a cash or a longer term need. And so I know in our company, we've put in, favorable finance terms. We've put in training and really hopefully to get the IT professionals the support they need. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where Cisco and AppDynamics has really looked at these companies who may need, favorable financial terms as well as access to free licensing just to start to look at their problems and use APM to their advantage, which is what we provide typically. So that's kind of what we're seeing. But again, there certainly is a shift in certain verticals of different types of revenues that have been impacted for sure.
All right. So what's your advice to your partner community, to the solution providers out there who are trying to serve customers through this sort of intern? Let's start with short term first. What's your advice for solution providers to focus on and kind of make the most of the opportunity that might be out there in the short term?
Yeah, I think, in the next decade, call it 10 years, we want to see these partners enable companies, and especially the employees that are within companies, to be that agent of transformation, mm-hmm. using their skill sets with these companies, because the partnerships and the channel partners are really there to bring in expertise to move the needle in a given company. So the goal would be not only to deliver projects and to do that in shorter amount of times, but also enable these companies and the members within them in the IT side to help the businesses move the needle. So it's no longer, maybe putting in a network or a server. It's really enabling the business to have that visibility and insight. And so those projects that they work with them and the agents of transformation confirmation, study that we've done, we really want to move into like roughly half of all IT professionals should be able to be that agent of transformation. And that's a goal over the next decade. So that would be my advice to the support technology companies that are there to help move companies forward.
Okay. You described sort of the rush of activity and the acceleration that you're seeing, or IT pros report they're seeing, and obviously prioritizing things that move the business forward or allow survival in this moment. Are IT pros betting that this pace continues, or are they predicting that we'll see sort of a step back once the immediate, this needs to change now kind of items are implemented or executed upon?
Yeah, it's interesting. 3 months ago, if you would have asked me that things would be moved and to be approved in weeks and expected within month after that, the future probably, we're all hoping we'll go back to more of a steady state of what it was. Mm-hmm. So this time is a really, it's a time cruncher, a time warp of compression, because there's a thirst for digital information. And these businesses, and in this report and in the Canadian data, shows that the IT professionals are really that agent. They're one of the key members that if you take an IT professional that can understand the business and technology, that really helps the business teams. I do think that the trend will be coming out of this will be to take that compression cycle and elongate it a little bit. But right now, this is the time to really step up, take action, and really deliver for your companies, because that's how you get noticed, and that's why the agents of transformation in COVID times is so important in the Canadian metrics that we found, because it can really help not only your company but your career if you can deliver on these IT projects. And raise your hand when you need help is the key, and I always say that if you need support or resources, and like we were saying, the goals and objectives at 81% of the response rate in Canada, that's huge. Raise your hand, share that, and ask your management teams for that support. And I bet in this time that there would be a lot of rallying going on in companies.
All right. Appreciate that. We've covered a lot of territory that was in the report. Any other details in there, especially the Canadian numbers, that you think we should be aware of?
Yeah. I think one of the key ones, really, it still keeps going back to the concepts of pressure. But if you're looking at ways to help your company, really start to look at that real time data. The concept of having APM laced with business insights, which is what we do at AppD, really can change the technology perspective and really give that real-time data at the point of need. And if 90% of Canadians are responding saying they need that data, and you mix that with the concept of how much money may be moving across an application, that's a clear way for technologists to take advantage of the data that they have and speak in business terms from a technology perspective. And that's the purest definition of agents of transformations.
All right. Steve, appreciate your taking the time. Thanks for the insights and thanks for the data.
Rob, thank you so much. Have a great day and a great week.
There you have it. The role of IT professionals as agents of transformation in the pandemic era from Steve Long, regional CTO for AppDynamics. I'd like to thank Steve for joining us for the podcast, and of course, thank you for listening. We're going to stick with this kind of theme a little later this week, as we'll be joined by Ingram Micro Canada Country Chief Executive Bill Brandel to discuss distribution in the era of COVID. We'll talk about what it's like to run a distribution business and a warehouse in the era of social distancing, what he's seen in the market to date, and where he sees it going from here. But until then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast on your podcatcher of choice. You'll find us in both Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe will make sure you never miss an episode. And if you feel so inclined, we'd welcome you providing a review of the podcast in your app of choice as well. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel. From a safe distance, of course.